Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And joining us on the line right now, the aforementioned KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst. You can follow her on Twitter, as I do, and I learn something every day, at KT McFarland. Hey, KT, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
All right, so I remember, and I know you remember, because I covered, when I first came to town, this thing called the Iran-Contra scandal, and it was a scandal, and a guy who later became a friend of mine was caught up in it, Ollie North. Remember all that stuff? And the whole thing was, did we pay ransom for the hostages? And, you know, in the form of a weapon payment, weapons and equipment to the people who were holding our hostages. And so now we have this story that has developed that says that the Obama administration sent a plane full of cash, an unmarked cargo plane full of cash, pallets of foreign currency to the Iranians to the tune of $400 million, coincidentally the same day they released four American prisoners, who really weren't prisoners at all, but quite frankly were hostages. Do you think this story will have the same kind of legs that we saw with Iran-Contra, which darn near brought down the Reagan administration?
No, I don't think any criticism of President Obama has legs because the mainstream media act like his press agents. They really will refuse to pursue anything, as they refuse to pursue anything negative about Hillary Clinton. But I think it should, and here's why. At the same time we were taking a plane load of cash in the middle of the night, delivering it on an airstrip to give to the Iranians in foreign currencies because it was illegal for them to do business in American currency, we were telling worldwide banks, don't you dare do business with Iran because of the Iran sanctions. So we were violating our own sanctions legislation, frankly. And this is just wrong on so many headings. You know, there is a reason we have not paid ransom for hostages, and it goes back to Thomas Jefferson. It goes back to Theodore Roosevelt. And frankly, it goes back to Julius Caesar. The minute you start paying ransom, the bad guys pocket the money, grab a few more hostages, and that's exactly what happened in this case.
Well, I mean, just look at, for example, pirates that operate off the coast of Africa. They often pay money to get the ships back. And what happens? The next day, the pirates go out and get another ship. And this is the same thing. In this particular case, if you learn that you're going to get $400 million by giving back four hostages, you learn very quickly, oh, the Americans will pay $100 million per hostage.
Yeah, and I mean, there actually is a price then that gets paid per hostage. And so as tragic as it is when people are taken hostage, and it was very tragic, one of my former military assistants, Rich Higgins, Marine colonel, was taken hostage in Lebanon and then tortured and killed. And as tragic as all that is, there's a reason we have that policy, not because we don't care about our people or we look the other way if they're tortured and held in captivity or even if they're killed. It's because the minute you do, you guarantee that any American traveling in those regions has a price on his head.
Yes, absolutely.
You make it open season on, let's go grab a few more Americans because we know we can get some money for them. That's what the Europeans have happened to the Europeans. They pay ransom for hostages. Europeans are taken hostage. Yep. The other thing is, what happens to the hostage money? What happens to the ransom money? It's not just put in the bank account, or it doesn't just go to building roads in the hostage-taking country. It goes to paying terrorists. It goes to Hezbollah. It goes to people who are then going to take the next round of attacks against America and our allies. So I think it's just bad on all of those counts. It sets a terrible precedent for the next president of the United States. And at the same time, not only does the Obama administration decide that they're going to change centuries-long American policy, they're going to go brag about it and say, oh, well, we secured the release of these hostages.
Yeah. In fact, KT, here's what President Obama said that day in January when this was when the sailors were released, excuse me, but this is the kind of rhetoric you heard when the prisoners were released as well.
This is a good day because, once again, we're seeing what's possible with strong American diplomacy.
Now, let me just ask as fair a balanced a question as I can. The administration has said, listen, there was no quid pro quo. There were two different discussions going on, one having to do with when this money would be released as soon as the Iran nuclear deal was done, and a whole other conversation going on with totally different people in a totally different room, in a totally different building, about the release of these prisoners. There was no quid pro quo. It's just a coincidence, and this is what good diplomacy looks like.
Yeah.
Well, you worked with good diplomacy with Henry Kissinger. Is there a case to be made here that this is kind of how things are done?
No, so they're always are linked, and maybe not in President Obama's mind, but he may believe in the tooth fairy. These things are linked, and to the point where the Iranians bragged about the ransom they received. So to say, well, they were different negotiators, they were meeting in different buildings.
So,
come on, who do you think they were getting their orders from? They were all getting, they're sort of separate fronts on an attack against America and Western civilization.
Is it fair to say that the Obama administration and John Kerry may naively believe they weren't linked, but all that matters is the Iranians believed that it was
linked?
That's
right.
I think that's fair enough. And I'm not going to say that President Obama and Secretary Clinton and Kerry are evil. I just think they're very naive, and they've endangered American national security by their eagerness to cement what they see is a legacy for them and what they think is good. You know, it all stems from a different worldview, guys.
Right.
And they think that America is not a force for good in the world. And if we just step back, do what our adversaries want us to do, somehow peace is going to prevail. And we've seen throughout the world that the opposite happens.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, they've been watching too much Game of Thrones for their foreign policy. You make peace with your enemies, not with your friends.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if they're so sure that there was no quid pro quo, if they would give the timeline on when the cash arrived and when the prisoners were flown out of the airport. I mean, that seems. I bet you we're going to find out that they did not release those prisoners until they got their eyes on that cash on the tarmac in Iran.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same deal that this administration bragged about negotiating for the release of Bo Bergdahl. So we get Bo Bergdahl back, and they get five hardened terrorists who have gone back into the battle.
Yep.
So, you know, these guys, all I can think of is, you know, if you have teenage daughters, you're going to lose that negotiation every single time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to leave it right there. KT McFarland, thank you so much.
Thanks, KT.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.